He didn't think the washer boy was terribly bright. No quiz kid, Elmer Chambers would no doubt have sneered, but he was at least smart enough to be homesick. In spite of his terror, Jake saw an unmistakable flash of that look in the boy's eyes.
"Yar," he said. "Come from Ludwig, me."
"Near the city of Lud?"
"North of there, if you do like it or if you don't," said the washer boy. "Will he kill me, lad? I don't want to die sad as I am."
"I won't be the one to kill you if you tell me the truth. Did a woman come through here?" The washer boy hesitated, then said,
"Aye. Sarah and his closies had her. She was out on her feet, that on head all lolling,"
he demonstrated, rolling his head on his neck and looking more like the village idiot than ever. Jake thought of Shimi in Roland's tale of his magus days.
"But not dead." "Nar. I heard her breathing, me."
Jake looked toward the door, but no one came through. Yet. He should go, but...
"What's your name, Cully?" "Jokabim. That be I, son of Hossa." "Well, listen, Jokabim, there's a world outside this kitchen called New York City, and pubes like you are free. I suggest you get out while you have an opportunity." "They just bring me back and strike me." "No, you don't understand how big it is. Like Lud, when Lud was..."
He looked at Jokabim's dull-eyed face and thought, "No, I'm the one who doesn't understand, and if I hang around here trying to convince him to desert, I'll no doubt get just what I..." The door leading to the restaurant popped open again. This time, two low men tried to come through at once and momentarily jammed together, shoulder to shoulder. Jake threw both of his plates and watched them crisscross in the steamy air, beheading both newcomers just as they burst through. They fell backwards, and once more the door swung shut. At Piper's school, Jake had learned about the Battle of Thermopylae, where the Greeks had held off a Persian army that had outnumbered them 10-1. The Greeks had drawn the Persians into a narrow mountain pass. He had this kitchen door. As long as they kept coming through by ones and twos, as they must unless they could flank him somehow, he could pick them off. At least, until he ran out of Orizas.